Try it again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. So glad that you are here. Welcome to Second Baptist Church, and looking forward to worshiping with you this morning. And let me say a special welcome to any of our guests that are here today. I know we've got several out today. It's holiday weekend. I know a lot of folks travel and all of the things. And so anyway, but if you're a guest, thank you so much for being here. We'd love to connect with you. We do that one of a couple ways. There's a card in the pew back in front of you if you would fill that information out. And at the end of service, you can leave that in the pew there beside you or in the offering plate as we leave. Or if you've joined us online, you can go to our website, sbcr.org, and there's a button that says, I'm new, and fill that information out. Again, if you're a guest, thank you so much for being here and grateful that you've chosen to worship with us. Let me make you aware of a few things that are coming up, a few activities you may want to be a part of. First of all, tonight we will have our final Sunday night prayer service prior to revival. Revival begins next Sunday. I'll talk a little bit more about that, but our Sunday night prayer times, they've been a lot of fun. They've been encouraging to my heart, and so I hope that you'll make plans to join us tonight at Jason and Melissa Storm's house. Their address is there in the bulletin, and that will be at 6:30. And so we typically take about an hour approximately. And so love for you to make your way to their house and join us for a time of prayer tonight in preparation for next week's revival. A few other things to be a part of. This coming Tuesday, on September the 3rd, the Young at Heart are going to see the Kendrick Brothers movie, The Forge. It's playing here in Russellville. They're going at the 4:10 showing and then planning to go and eat afterwards. And so Miss Donna's here, as well as Miss Steve and Sharon. And if you'd like to visit with them and let them know you're planning to join, or if you have any questions, I'm sure they can get you that information, okay? And then Wednesday is our Bible study with the pastor, and so we are continuing our study. We're almost finished up with the book of Revelation, and I hope you'll make plans on Wednesday morning to join us here at 9:30 in the reception hall. Again, there's other things happening and going on in the life of our church, so I hope you'll take note of those. Let me remind you again, 1 week from this Sunday, we will have Evangelist Sam Moore with us on Sunday morning. And Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. We have a series of meetings. A lot of folks are familiar with a revival meeting. It's been a few years since we've had one. And it's just a series of meetings, really trying to focus in on the Lord renewing us, rejuvenating us, stirring in us, just to be more like Him, and so on and so forth. It's also an incredible time to invite friends, families, neighbors, co-workers, people who may not know Christ, invite them to come and hear, and God may use Sam Moore that they may come to know the Lord. And so we've got some invite cards that are in the back of this room, out in the foyer area, I think at the Ministry Opportunities Desk. I just want to encourage you to, they're in stacks of 10. Let me challenge every one of our members that you take a stack of 10, and as you, maybe you go to the movies this week with the Young at Heart group, or maybe you go out to eat at some point this week, or grocery store, whatever it is, take a pack of cards and invite somebody to come be your guest next week, and let's pray and see what the Lord does with those invitations, okay? So just really want to challenge you to do that. Every night of the service, we'll have a meal, and so we will not eat following next week's Sunday morning service, but Sunday night, 5:30 each evening. The service starts at 6:30. Every night service is the same, and then there's a meal beforehand, so the night schedule is pretty much the same every night. We have some different themes, but again, just because Sunday night is men's night, it doesn't mean that everybody can come. We're just trying to make some special emphasis, especially sometimes to invite people to come be a part of those specific days. But anybody, any of the services are welcome. There are some sign-up sheets over on the Ministry Opportunities desk, the desk over here, if you'll excuse my pointing, down the hallway. There are some sign-up sheets. Most of it is for sides and desserts, and so it goes in coordination with the theme for each night that it is there in your bulletin, okay? All right, well, I'm really looking forward to revival. We've been praying. We're still in our 40 days of prayer. I have several days left of that, so I hope that you're joining in with others and praying through that prayer guide that we've made available, and just excited about what the Lord wants to do through that. Well, I need to maybe warn you this morning, or I'm not sure which. You noticed in your bulletins there are not sermon notes there, because in effect this morning I am not preaching. Several weeks ago, long before any changes or any of that sort of stuff, long before all that, God really started on my heart to give this Sunday morning to prayer in preparation for revival. And so this morning is just going to look and feel a little bit different. I hope you'll be okay. You'll hang in there. We'll get through it together, okay? But we've done this a few times in the last several years, and then I've led a few others beyond that. And every time, I'll be honest with you, always gives me a lot of apprehension as a pastor to lead and give our entire service to prayer because it's so much out of our norm. But this is what I want to encourage you with. I want to encourage you to really engage and don't be afraid or back away just because it is something different. And so I just want to challenge you in this, that as we go through this, to really engage and be a part of. And I'm really believing and trusting that God's going to do something special this morning. And so why do that? Why have that focus? Well, a few things, a few verses I want to share with you that we've got on the screen here. Isaiah 56, verse 7, it says, "Even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house," notice this, "in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations." Now, we know this is Old Testament, so it's talking about the temple and all that God was doing in and through that. But yet today, under the new covenant, we are the people of God. And I believe that the local church ought to be considered a house of prayer. And it is something that, quite honestly, it's too much. It's missing too often in too many of our churches today. And so I know it will be a little bit different this morning, but I believe the Lord will honor and bless this time together. Let me read also from the book of Acts chapter 4. This is the early establishment of the New Testament church. We see a picture of the church in chapter 2, but then in chapter 4 we also get a glimpse. And I don't know that I have all these up there for you this morning, but I'm going to back up to verse 27 of Acts chapter 4. It says, "For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done." So what's happening here is that the church is praying. They're praying the word of God. They're praying together. Verse 29, "Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word." So this is what the church is praying. "By stretching out your hand to heal, and its signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." And then verse 31, I want you to see this morning. "And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness." One of the things that's been heavy on my heart as a pastor, and then just as believers and believers in our church, is that I want, as a pastor and a follower of Christ, I want the power of God to be on my life. But let me tell you this, you and I, neither one, can experience the power of God apart from prayer. Apart from prayer. And prayer is work. Prayer is difficult at times, and it makes us uncomfortable at times. Now, let me try to put you at ease a little bit this morning. I'm not going to make anyone this morning pray out loud or do any of that sort of thing that would make you uncomfortable. But I just want to ask you and invite you to over the next several minutes, as best we can, to engage in this time. And my heart and my prayer has been Acts chapter 4, verse 31, that when they had prayed, that the power of God settled on that place and on those people. And my hope and prayer this morning is that we get to the end of this time, and when we have prayed, the place where we're gathered together will be shaken, because the power of God will fall on this place. And so, with that, what we're going to do is we're going to just take a moment, and we're going to have a brief time of prayer. We're going to sing a couple songs, and I'm going to lead you through some guided time of prayer, and then we're going to sing again. I'm going to lead you through a guided time of prayer, and we're going to sing again. Then we're going to have some time of prayer, and then we're going to sing again, and then we're going to finish with observing the Lord's Supper. And this is a time for us to focus our heart and our life on the Lord Jesus, to worship Him and ask Him to do things only that He can do. Okay? So I'm going to ask, if you would just bow your head and close your eyes this morning. And would you just, any nerves, anxiety, anything that, apprehensions that you may be feeling because things are a little bit different this morning, would you just give that to the Lord? Say, God, would you take this from me? Help me to be fully engaged. Help me not to be filled with doubt or speculation this morning. Would you ask Him to help you to give all of yourself to all of Him this morning? Would you ask Him, help us not to be resistant to something different? Precious Jesus, we love and adore You. We thank You for Your grace and mercy. And I pray, God, this morning that all that we say and do would bring honor and glory to Your name, Jesus. And I pray, God, that today Your people would pray. And I ask You, Holy Spirit of God, that You would rest on this place. God, that You would meet us on our knees with humble hearts. And that, God, we would leave this place today, if not convinced of anything else, but convinced that You have met with us today. God, would You hear Your people? Lord, we pray You might be glorified. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand and sing. Our first focus of prayer will be just this time of guided personal prayer. In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, it says, "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." I don't know where you're at or what's going on in your life, but I don't know about you. I don't know if I've ever seen a day, but today is also true of that, where I could need a fresh refreshing from the Lord, something new from the Lord. And I believe He wants to do just that. But here's the deal, is that before we can pray, before we can really petition for God to do some things in our church and do some things in the lives of those around us, it first begins with us. It first begins with each one of us individually. Specifically, it begins with us making sure that we are clean before the Lord. And so we're going to take a time now where it's just you and the Lord. And we're going to have a few moments where just really want you to focus in on, are there some things in my life that aren't of God? Are there some things going on, some patterns of behavior or some things that I've done that are sinful, that are not pleasing to God? And maybe for whatever reason, there hasn't been a moment of just sort of confessing those things to the Lord, asking for His forgiveness. And He may be sitting there and going, "Man, Pastor, I can't really think of anything." That's fine. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Ask God, "Man, are there some things in me?" Just willing to sort of lay your blank sheet out before the Lord. "God, are there some things in my life, my attitude, my demeanor, how I carry myself, whatever it may be, are there some things that are not of You this morning in my heart and in my life?" And just have a few moments of being still before the Lord. And then as He brings those to mind, would you confess them? Don't call them mistakes. Don't call them mishaps or poor choices. But let's call it for what it is. And say, "God, these things are sinful. Will You forgive me?" And so if you will, if you'll just bow your head and close your eyes. And it may be you are welcome at any point in this service to come. And maybe you just want to kneel before the Lord. And kneel here at the front. You're welcome to do that. But again, Acts says, "Repent, therefore, be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of God." I believe that every person in here, we want the presence of God. So just take a moment, ask God, "Is there any unconfessed sin in my life?" And as He shows it to you, call it sin and ask for His forgiveness and to turn from it, repent. Take a few moments to do that now. As you remain in the attitude of prayer, Ephesians 5:18 says, "Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit." And so as you've confessed sin, confessed things going on in your life, sought His forgiveness, take a moment now and ask God to empty you of everything of yourself. Empty you of pride. Empty you of your dreams and your ambitions. Empty you of your will and your plans. Ask the Lord to make you empty. And now ask God to fill you with His Spirit. The Lord can't fill a filled vessel. We got to be empty before the Lord for Him to fill us. So would you pray and ask the Spirit of God to fill you? And now would you pray that you would surrender to His will, His way, His desire for your life, His desire for our church. Surrender to Him. Visualize this. Visualize you just even taking yourself and handing yourself to the Lord. God in heaven, we come to you and recognize before we can go any further, we can pray for anybody or anything. God, there's some things in our lives that we have to deal with. And so, God, I pray for any unconfessed sin. I pray that you've already showed it to you if we've asked you for that. And I pray, God, you've given us grace to confess that and forsake it. And Lord Jesus, anew and afresh, we pour ourselves out before you. We empty ourselves before you. And God, confess that we don't know what's best. God, that our desires may not be what's best, or our desires may not be your desires. And so, Lord, we are empty vessels before you. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, that you would fill us today. God, every ounce, every fiber of our being, every part of our DNA would be controlled by the Spirit today. And Lord Jesus, anew and afresh, we fall at your feet. We kneel before you. We kneel before the throne and say, God, not our will, but your will be done. And Lord, we surrender everything of ourselves and everything of our church to you this morning. God, we surrender this service to you. God, we've got an order of service, but we pray that your will be done this morning. I pray this in Jesus' name.
This is my surrender. This is my surrender. Here is where I lay it down. Every lie and every doubt. This is my surrender. And I will make room.
Our next focus of prayer is still going to be you just praying. You're kind of by yourself there, still letting you be in your bubble a little bit, okay? But you're going to pray for the person next to you. And it may be that you don't know the person next to you, don't know them particularly well, or you may know them really well. Either way, okay? We're going to have some guided time of prayer, praying for the person next to you. If you don't have somebody next to you, then whoever comes to mind is just fine, okay? So here's what I want you to do. Take just a moment, and we're going to pray for spiritual growth for the person next to you, okay? So here at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Amen." Here's what you're going to do. I think there is power when we pray according to the will of God. Well, how do we know if we're praying according to the will of God? Well, we can have confidence and know we're praying the will of God when we pray the Word of God. And so the next few of these, there are specific things that we find in Scripture that we believe is true for every believer or true for the church. And so this morning, I think we can agree that it's God's desire for every believer that 2 Peter 3:18 be true for them. That every believer would grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that God would be glorified through that. And so we're going to use that as our focus of prayer this morning. So if you would bow your head and take a moment and pray for the person next to you, that using this prayer pop, and you may even have, if you need to sneak a look, we'll leave this verse up on the screen. But use this language. Pray that they would grow in their relationship with Christ. They would grow in the grace of God. And they would grow in the knowledge of Jesus. That they would know more of Him. And so take a moment and pray for the person next to you that this verse, this truth would be evident in their life. And now pray that they be filled with the Spirit. I know we prayed this personally in just a moment. I'm going to pray that, ask that you would pray this for the person next to you. Again, Ephesians 5:18 will be on the screen. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation or excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Pray that the person next to you would be filled, controlled by, led by, under the direction of the Holy Spirit of God. And now would you pray for God's will and God's direction. Psalm 32:8 will be on the screen. It says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Would you pray that for the person next to you? That God would teach them and instruct them in the way that He wants that person to go. How He wants them, he or she to live. Pray that they'll be guided by His eye. They'll know the will of God and follow it. So pray for God's direction and God's will for the person next to you. God in heaven, we now come to you making intercession for those next to us, those in this room, those members of your church here. And so God, we lift these things before you. We pray that every person in this room and every member of our church, every born-again believer, that they would grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that God, you would be glorified in them and through them. Help us to grow and know you more. God, we again pray and ask that every person in this room would be filled, led by, directed by the Holy Spirit of God this morning. And God in heaven, we pray that you would give us wisdom and direction for life. I pray, God, you would instruct us and you would teach us in the way that we should go. God, we want to be obedient to you. We've surrendered to you. We've laid ourselves before you and said, God, not our will, but your will be done. And I pray now that you would guide us with your eye. God, that you wouldn't have to guide us with a heavy hand. You wouldn't have to guide us with a rod of correction. But simply looking unto you, that God, you would give us wisdom and direction for our life. I pray for those that are facing daunting decisions today. God, life-altering decisions, maybe even in this room. God, they've been begging and praying that you would give them wisdom. I pray even now, God, you would give them clarity about those decisions. And that, God, you would give them boldness to follow you no matter the cost. Lord Jesus, we love you and we praise you. We ask it in Jesus' name. And I pray that you'll, we're going to sing Holy Spirit. You can remain seated. But this is a prayer, this is an invitation asking the Spirit of God to be present here. So I pray as you sing along with us that you're praying that.
tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. By your presence, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be your. Become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place, fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for.
Okay. Everybody okay? All right. So now I'm going to ask you for about 12 to 15 minutes to let me push you outside your comfort zone just a little bit, okay? All right? 12, 15 minutes will be over and be okay with, all right? What I want to do is I want to try to help facilitate, if you will, some small group prayer time, all right? So that means I'm going to need some of you to get up and travel a little bit. I know asking a Baptist to get up out of their seat and go anywhere during service is an act of Congress sometimes, but I believe in you this morning, okay? I trust you, excuse me. And so here's what I want to do, is I want to ask that you find about five or seven folks, excuse me, some of our senior saints may not travel quite as well as others, so if you're able, all right, and can go and travel and find five to seven folks, and I'm going to lead us in some guided time of prayer, okay? I know it. I can feel the tension already. We were okay till you told me that, all right? So some of our Second Baptist folks, some of our prayer people, and in the last several weeks, I've given you a heads up on this. I want you to go and help, and you know, maybe don't just stay with your everyday group. If you need to travel, break that up a little bit. So here's what I want you to do. If you're able, let's stand together, okay? All right. Now, I'm going to ask you to do this. Go find five to seven folks, and you may already have a group right there, and that's fine. Go find five to seven folks, and I want you to get ready. But here's what, when you go find them, introduce yourself, because some of you may be with folks that you hadn't been with in a little bit, okay? All right, so one, two, three, go. All right, I'm going to give you just a minute or two to do that. Okay, well, amen. I can see where counting's not our strength, but that's all right. I'm just glad you got a group, okay? All right? I'm excited about that. All right, here's what we're going to do is similar to what you had just a moment ago, okay? I'm going to give you a focus of here's how we're going to pray, okay? And I know there's a lot of things going on in our lives, and there's a lot of things we can pray for. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some instruction on the prayer focus, and then going to ask somebody in your group, maybe with your group, there's somebody willing to lead in praying out loud, okay? And there's going to be three different ones. So what you're going to do, I'm going to give you one, and then somebody's going to lead your group in praying, and then after a minute to 2 minutes, somebody from here is going to, I'm going to turn around and pray with them, and then somebody's going to pray, and that'll close that time out. But don't go anywhere, okay? Because we got a second one. And we'll do the same thing for the second one, and then don't go anywhere. We got a third one, okay? All right? And then I'll let you get back to your bubble, okay? All right, so here is prayer focus number one. Want somebody in your group to lead to lead in praying for our speaker, Sam Moore. And then we have several going to help us with leading worship. Some of our folks are going to help lead worship on some of the services. Caleb Reynolds from First Baptist Dover is going to help and come help for a few of our services as well. So 1 Corinthians 3:6 says this. Says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. I'm grateful for all the folks that are going to help lead, but you and I both know it's not about them. We don't want to hear from them. We don't want to worship them. We want to worship the one true God. And so we're praying that God will use these individuals for His glory. So we're going to put the prayer back, the prompt back up for Sam Moore and for those prayer leaders, okay? So somebody in your group willing to volunteer, take the next few moments and pray for these individuals, okay? God in heaven, I thank you so much.
God, I thank you for your presence in this place today. We know that there is power in the name of Jesus, and in that name we pray special anointing over Brother Sam as he's coming to speak your word. And I pray that you give him every word you'd have him to say. Pray that he has boldness to preach the gospel, the truth of it, that many souls may come to you. Pray that you give him words that will prompt conviction and will give encouragement to us to be the children in the church that you intend for us to be. God, I pray for Caleb and Matt and Robert as they lead in worship, not as worship leaders, but as lead worshipers. God, I pray that they will worship you in spirit and truth, and that you will have them free from distractions and any thoughts that enter their minds, that they could just be free to feel your presence, and that this result of their willingness to share their gift, that the worship in this place will be a sweet sound to your ears. In your most precious name, amen.
Amen. Now I want to ask you to pray over brokenness, that we would experience brokenness over what breaks the heart of God, lost people dying and going to hell, brokenness over believers who have gotten far from Him, that we would experience a brokenness that God, that breaks the heart of God. And then also we would be burdened over lostness, that we would be stirred up about men, women, boys, and girls dying and going to hell without Christ. And so Psalm 85:6, it puts it this way: will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? This is what we're praying for: revival. Revival is God's people being burdened over what burdens God. God's people being excited about what excites the heart of God. And so we are praying for revival. Okay, so somebody lead in your group there, praying for these two things with regard to revival: brokenness over what breaks the heart of God, lostness around us, that lost people in our community, neighbors, coworkers, etc., would be saved. Okay, so somebody in your group lead us and lead your group in praying for that.
Dear Heavenly Lord, Father God, thank you for just allowing us to come together and just pray, Lord. I pray that right now that you would just forgive us for all the many ways that you failed, Lord. I pray you would just open our eyes to see all the ways that we have not done what you've called us to do. Lord, so many of us go through our daily lives and never once think about the people around us, Lord. I pray you would break our hearts for the souls that are dying every day and going to hell, Lord, because apart from you, there is no hope. Lord God, I pray for the people in this room right now. That if there's anyone, Lord, that doesn't know without a shadow of a doubt that you would, that if they died right now and took their last breath, that they would spend eternity with you. Lord, eternity is too long to wonder. I pray that you would just break their hearts, open their eyes, and give them the courage to turn to you, Lord. I pray for those of us that have just gone cold, Lord, have just come to church because that's just what we do, Lord. I pray that church would not just be a rhythm of a weekly thing, but Lord, that it would be something that we could grow closer to you every week, God. Lord, we failed you in so many ways, but I pray that you just open our eyes, that we can see that you are near, Lord. I pray that you would forgive us for all the sins that we have in our lives, Lord, that you would just open our eyes to them so we can confess them, Lord. And I pray you would give each and every person the courage to confess their sins, because only true freedom is found in you. I pray that we would not get caught up in the busyness of life, but we would just realize that apart from you, Lord, this life is vain. Thank you for sending your son. Thank you for giving us that hope, Lord. I pray if there's anyone here that has relatives that are lost, I pray you would just burden their hearts so that they would pray for them in a way that they never have. I pray for those that are going to come that don't have a relationship with you. Just open their eyes, Lord. Fill us with your spirit. Touch our church. In Jesus' name.
Okay, the final one as far as our small group prayer time is praying for the presence of God. Acts chapter 4, verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. 2 Chronicles 7, 1, so when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven, consumed the burnt offerings and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. But I don't know about you, but I long that we may experience the presence of God. I long for a day that we gather together and the Spirit of God completely disrupts our agenda, and that the Spirit of God is here, and that when we leave, there is no doubt that we've experienced the presence of God. I long for us to experience what we read about in some of the history books of how the Spirit of God fell and there was revival. There was a breakout of revival across not just churches, but across the nation, across the world. And so would you pray that the presence of God would be evident every time we gather together? Would you pray that God would disrupt our services for His glory, that He would send, man, just unbelievable revival for His glory and His name's sake. We're praying for the presence and the power of God every time we gather together. So somebody in your group, lead in praying for that. God in heaven, we come before you and again ask that you, Lord Jesus, would be present in this place. God, I pray that we would not assemble another time without you, Spirit of God, being present here among us. God, I pray for whatever it takes that we may experience the power of God. Lord, I pray that as we gather together, If you tarry next week, that we're able to gather together. And when we walk in, God, we're ready to worship you. We're a clean heart and a clean vessel. We've invited you, and we pray, God, that your presence would be here. And that when we leave this place, that we'd be so filled with the Spirit that we would speak the Word of God in boldness. God, would you move among your people? God, would you do exponentially and above all that we could ask, imagine, or hope for? God, not so that we can have a great name or that people can talk about us, but so that you may be glorified. Lord Jesus, I pray that in all that we say and do, we would seek to bring honor and glory to the name of Jesus. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You can begin to make your way back. And I know that some have been, you've been standing a while. Many of you have been standing a while. And so if you need to take a seat, that's fine. Otherwise, if you're able to, will you stand? We're going to sing this modern day hymn called Hymn of Heaven. And if you're able to, I'd love for you to stand. If you can't, I understand. Have a seat. But let's sing this to the Lord.
Shout the hymn and hymn.
Amen. You may be seated. Before we take of the Lord's Supper, just want to have a moment to respond. And it may be that the Lord has stirred your heart and maybe you're not sure about your salvation. Why not today? Why not surrender your heart and life to Jesus? He is good and He is worthy of all of our praise. We are created to follow after Him. And so if you've never surrendered your heart and life to Jesus, man, today is the day of salvation. And it may be that God stirred some things in your heart and you realize that you've gotten away from Him. That you've pushed back and maybe not as close to the Lord as you once were. Before we move on, we want to have a time of response. And we're getting ready to take of the Lord's Supper. And the Lord's Supper is, first of all, for Christians. Those that have surrendered their heart and life to Jesus. Secondly, it's for those who are walking in obedience to the Lord. And so if we claim to be a Christian, then walking in obedience is for sure having followed the Lord in believer's baptism. And in walking in fellowship with Him. And now we don't require as a church that you have to be a member of our church to take of the Lord's Supper, but you do need to be a member of a church of like faith and order. It believes the same things that we do, and so on and so forth. And so here in a moment, we're going to take of the Lord's Supper. And we've had some time of confession or repentance and all that sort of thing, but it may be that we just need an extra moment to make sure that we're ready. And again, it may be that you need to surrender your heart and life to Jesus. And why not today? And so we're going to have just a pause for a time of invitation, and again, the altar is open if you want to come and pray and to make your heart ready that you're ready to receive the Lord's Supper. Or maybe you need to come for salvation. Maybe you've not been baptized. We're baptizing next Sunday, and so maybe you've not been baptized after your salvation, and you need to come and say, Pastor, I want to be baptized. Whatever it is the Lord's doing, we're just going to have a time of response, okay? And so, if you will, if you'll bow your head and close your eyes, and I'm going to pray for our time, and we're not going to sing. We're just going to take a few moments and prepare our heart. If you need to come, you come after I pray. Jesus, thank you for today. And I pray in this moment that we would respond in obedience to you. And so, Lord, we pray this morning, if there's anybody here who's lost and doesn't know you, God, I pray you give them boldness to give their heart and life to you. Anybody walking out of fellowship with you, give them grace to confess that and come back to you. Lord, I pray you'd help us to be ready to receive this offer, or this Lord's Supper. I pray in Jesus' name. Your main attitude of prayer, let's just take a few moments and respond to Him. Again, if God's dealing with your heart, you come. You need somebody to pray with you, I'd love to pray with you. Just take just a few moments here and respond to the Lord. God in heaven, we thank you for today. And I pray that your hand would be upon this time as we get ready to take of the Lord's Supper. And Lord, ready our heart. Pray that you be glorified in this. I pray and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this time I'm going to ask our deacons to come and help me with the passing out of the Lord's Supper. Again, this is for those who have come to faith in Christ, following the Lord. And so, especially for you parents may have kids, you know where they're at in that relationship and so on and so forth. So we trust you in guiding that time for your own house. And so I'm going to ask the men, they'll come and pass of the bread. And then once everybody gets back and gets a chance to get a piece of bread and come back, I'll read a scripture, we'll pray over it, and then we'll take of the bread, and then we'll do the same for the cup. So. Thank you.